Good morning and welcome.
Good morning.
All right. The nurseries are available this morning to children under the age of 2. The Young Adults Bible Study will hopefully be starting in a few weeks here. So if you are a young adult or you feel like a young adult, go ahead and there's a sign-up sheet in the foyer, and I will start sending out messages to see when would be good times for everybody. The Taos have sent a thank you for our partnership and friendship. And then there will be youth group tonight and praise band practice on Wednesday. Are there any other announcements this morning? All right. The call to worship this morning is Micah 5:2 through 5a. So let me actually find Micah. Going past it. All right. Micah 5:2 through 5a. But you, O Bethlehem, Ephrathah, who are too little to be among the clans of Judah? For you shall come forth from me one who is to be a ruler in Israel, whose coming forth is from old, from ancient days. Therefore he shall give them until the time when she who is in labor has given birth. Then the rest of his brothers shall return to the people of Israel, and he shall stand the shepherd his flock in the strength of the Lord, in the majesty of the name of the Lord his God. And they shall dwell secure, for now he shall be great, and to the ends of the earth, and he shall be their peace.
Good morning and welcome. We're Lord willing, that's a good thing Pastor Derek's back there. The camera feed dropped, so because as we look around here, we know there hopefully are a lot more watching online, but grateful that you came in and made it here safely. If you'll stand with me, we're going to sing number 162, The Birthday of a King. If you want, you could scoot in the middle and let everyone at home know that there's at least people other than the Paulsons. So number 162, The Birthday of a King. In the little village of Bethlehem, there lay a child one day. And the sky was bright with a holy light o'er the place where Jesus lay. Alleluia, oh, how the angels sang. Alleluia, how it rang. And the sky was bright with a holy light. 'Twas the birthday of a king. 'Twas a humble birthplace, but oh, how much God gave to us that day. From the manger bed, what a path has led, what a place where Jesus lay. Alleluia, oh, how the angels sang. Alleluia, how it rang. And the sky was bright with a holy light. 'Twas the birthday of a king. Very good singing. You may be seated. It's our opportunity for bringing prayer requests and praises. And a couple of them that made it my way this Christmas Eve service. We got to see that Elizabeth was back from surgery. She's doing well. She's up and about, and I know there's some swelling and healing to take place, but grateful for Andy and Maggie getting back before the storm hit. They took off from Rochester quite early to get back in time. Also, continue to pray for June Ohm with the passing of her sister Janice. Also praying for Charlie and Alicia Harkins with her pregnancy, but also for the baby, that God would heal the hole in the baby's heart. Also, Paula's brother Dick, he suffered a stroke this past week. He was able to be taken off the ventilator, but there's still some issues with his lungs. But also, his speech has been not coming back as quickly, and that may be because of there's still swelling on the brain. So we'll continue to pray for her brother Dick. And then an update I see, we continue to pray for Zane Wolf as he goes through his colon cancer. About a week before Christmas, he fell and was in the hospital in Mitchell for a couple of days. I believe they are back, but we just continue to pray for Zane and Sally through this time. Are there other requests? Yeah.
Stacey.
So the request from Stacy is for her nephew, Dalton Hinman. He had surgery on Wednesday. And did the surgery go well? Just longer than?
So it okay. Just went longer.
Went longer. But now recovery is longer. His lung collapsed. So he is still in ICU. They'll be doing a CT scan today. But praying for Dalton, but also for Craig and Kayla. As glad that Dalton got good rest, but I know being in the hospital and that stress. And they're in Rochester, correct? Okay. So any other requests or praises? Yeah, Faye.
I have a praise. We got to bring my dad out to our house Christmas Eve.
That is wonderful. Ed got to head over to Tom and Faye's for Christmas Eve. It's probably the first time he's been out since March. Yeah, we've had some family do that too. That the 14 days is mild comparing with the opportunity to get to go with family. So grateful that Ed got to be with you all for Christmas Eve. Any other? Well, let's pray. Heavenly Father, I thank you so much for today, as we have celebrated Christmas. And in the Advent season, there's still the celebration of the coming of the wise men and Epiphany. Father, as we have been reminded over and over again that the coming of Jesus was prophesied and looked forward to, and when he came, how few recognized the signs. Father, as we look at our world, we anticipate the coming of your Son again. And again, we look and see how few are anticipating. Jesus was very clear that should be found working, that we should be ready for his coming. And so help us. Thank you for the ministries that you have entrusted to us as we take a break from Club Rock for a couple of weeks. Pray for our students that they would be reminded over and over again about the good news of Jesus Christ. I pray for our staff as to be rested and ready to welcome our students back here in a couple of weeks. Pray for our youth group. Thank you for Pastor Derek and Kelly being a part of our church family and be with our youth as they also take a break from school, but the opportunities to be reminded over and over again of what you've done for them and how they can be your ambassadors to their fellow peers. Father, we lift up these prayer requests. We're grateful that Elizabeth is back. We continue to pray for healing for her eye, for her eyesight, and long-term be able to see clearly and have her eyes work together like they should. Father, we pray for June and her family with the passing of her sister Janice, that you would be an ever-present help during this time and a comfort for the family in their grief. Father, we lift up other physical needs. We pray for Alicia and the baby, that you would heal this hole in her heart. For Alicia, that you keep her healthy and that you would, as the great physician, touch both the baby and Alicia. Father, we also lift up Paula's brother Dick to you, that he would be able to see his lungs become clear, that the swelling would go down and his speech would return. But we would be with the family as they go through this time. Give him patience. We think of others. We think of Bonnie's two brothers and their long-term healing, that you would continue to help both of her brothers in the healing process. Father, we lift up Zane and Sally to you, that you would be an ever-present help as he walks through this journey, that you continue to be faithful as you've proven yourself to be over and over again. And Father, we also lift up Dalton Hinman to you. As he in the hospital, that you would heal his body, that the CT scan today, you give wisdom to the techs and the doctors as they look at those and images, and that you would heal. And we know the process, at least anticipated, was going to be shorter, but you are in control. Bring rest to Craig and Kayla, that you would continue to strengthen Dalton, and the long-term prognosis, that you would heal and help him to grow strong and continue to be active like he has been. And Father, we're grateful for special blessings that Faye and Tom were able to have Ed come to their house for Christmas Eve. And it's just a reminder, with COVID, many things have changed. Father, we know that you are greater than even this virus. Help us, strengthen us, be with our frontline healthcare workers as they go through being vaccinated. And we pray for minimal side effects, but that the vaccine will bring peace of mind and heart. But we know that that is a temporal thing. It's ultimately from your Son that we derive eternal peace of mind and heart. And thank you for our time to be together. We pray for our missionaries as well as they labor for your sake. We pray for Skip and Betty during this time. Continue to work in Skip's life and open up doors of ministry opportunity for Betty. For our country, we ask that you would first start helping your church to be serious about the call of our mission in this life, but also for our country, that it would turn back to you. We see over and over again a worldview clash. Father, thank you that, as Jesus said, we will have trouble in this world, but you have overcome it through the blood, through the resurrection of your Son, Jesus Christ. So, Father, we ask that all that we do today bring honor and glory to your name. In Jesus' name, amen. If you'll turn to number 135, we're going to sing While Shepherds Watch Their Flocks. Number 135, and you could stay seated for this one. We'll stand for the next one, which will be the next page over. While shepherds watch their flocks by night, all seated on the ground, the angel of Lord came down and glory shone around, and glory shone around. Fear not, said he, for mighty dread had seized their troubled mind. Glad tidings of great joy I bring to you and all mankind, to you and all mankind. To you in David's town this day is born of David's line, the Savior who is Christ the Lord. And this shall be the sign, and this shall be the sign. The heavenly babe you there shall find to human view displayed, all meanly wrapped in swathing bands and in the manger laid. And in the manger laid. All glory be to God on high, and to the earthly peace. Goodwill henceforth from heaven to men begin and never cease. Begin and never cease. Then one page over to the first Noel. I ask you to stand with me. Pastor Jason, you want all six verses?
Sure.
Okay, all six verses. The first Noel the angel did say was to certain poor shepherds in fields where they lay, in fields where they lay keeping their sheep on a cold winter's night that was so deep. Noel, Noel, Noel. Shining in the east, beyond them far, and to the earth it gave great light, and so it continued both day and night. Noel, 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 born is the King of Israel. And by the light of that same star, three wise men came from country far to seek for her, was their intent, and to know the star where it went. Noel, 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 born is the King of Israel. This star drew not to the northwest or Bethlehem, it took its rest. And there it did both stop and stay, right o'er the place Jesus lay. Noel, 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 Noel,
born is the King of Israel.
King of Israel.
You may be seated.